USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. There are no restrictions on what questions the committee can ask. Democrats say they're willing to include major parts of President Trump's $4.5 billion request for humanitarian and security needs along the border with Mexico, as a widely backed disaster aid bill seems to finally be breaking a partisan logjam in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants action on the measure.
I'm not going to send our members of either party home to these storm or flood ravaged states without some action. Preferably a deal that the president will sign.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Lawmakers are responding to trade talks. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump remains optimistic about resolving the growing trade war with China. Meanwhile, Republican Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming tells Fox News that a lot needs to be done to get a solution on trade.
You know, I'm from Wyoming. We have products that we sell overseas, beef, trona, natural gas, coal. It's important for us to be able to trade. The president is right to hold China accountable.
President Trump is expecting to meet with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan in June.
Six-time Emmy Award-winning actor Tim Conway has died. He was widely known for playing alongside Harvey Korman in The Carol Burnett Show.
My plan is in 3 minutes.
Okay, that would be
don't tell me.
More recently, he played the aging superhero Barnacle Boy on Nickelodeon's SpongeBob SquarePants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn is scheduled to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. The date set for the committee for him to appear is May 21st, but it's still unclear whether he'll show up. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says the committee will hold McGahn in contempt if he doesn't. The attorney is a key figure in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, and he testified extensively about President Trump's attempts to disrupt the investigation. The White House now says McGahn cannot turn over the documents that the House committee is seeking and that the president prefers he not testify. This is in keeping of the president's strategy of resisting congressional investigations and subpoenas. A diver goes deep underwater and finds big trouble. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Retired Naval Officer Victor Vescovo of Texas just completed the deepest solo dive in human history and says he found garbage at the deepest point on Earth. He used a submarine to head to the bottom of the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean. There, he says he discovered what could be 4 new species of crustaceans. But he also made some less thrilling discoveries, like plastic bags and candy wrappers. Vescovo's dive was filmed for the Discovery Channel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.